As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Throwback Coolest Conversations time in Little Steven's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for joining me, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. This interview features John Poza, singer and guitar player in the 4019s. It originally aired June the 10th, 2016. The band is from Temecula, California, and their album at the time, Rebooted, features covers of songs from the likes of Rocky Erickson and The Doors, and their original material shows off a love for 60s mod-era freakbeat sounds, especially what was their coolest song in the world at the time, I'm Free. We'll hear a bit of that now, and then I'll chat with John on your Coolest Conversations throwback presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Get up in the morning, drag myself out of bed. I got nothing but misery running through my head. But it all starts now. I'm free. I'm free. It all starts now. I'm free.
You got the Mighty Manfred with you, people. And it is time for today's Coolest Conversations. On the line with me now, John Poza, guitarist in the 4019s. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, Manfred. Great. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Got you on the line with me. So you guys are based in Temecula, California, and I was wondering whether you maybe had all retired from making a killing, maybe doing a startup, an internet startup, and gone to Temecula to tend your vineyards and count your millions and make a little music on the side. Is that fair to say?
Exactly, Manfred. I was going to say hello from the land of wineries and hot air balloons. So we do enjoy it here. It's a great place just south of L.A.
Well, originally you're from Detroit. Is that right?
Correct. Came out actually in 85.
Oh, 85. And so give me an idea of how the 4019s got together.
It was a group of guys who had been in different bands. Nick, the drummer, and I had been in a band in the 80s called the Leonards. And then he was also in a band called Mary's Danish in the 80s. And then we, about 7 years ago, we decided to get together again and have our second coming out as far as writing music and rock and roll.
Well, right before we started talking, we took a listen to I'm Free off the new album Rebooted. Who wrote that song?
That was one of my songs, Manfred, inspired by my brother-in-law going through a divorce. He was quite the inspiration, and I just listened to him and kept an open ear and put it to music, and it seemed to work out all right.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great. I tell you, it's great to be in love, but it's also wonderful to escape crazy people. So has that worked out for him? Has he's made the escape and he's doing okay?
He is. He has made the escape. He's started over and kind of rebooted himself. So it's all good.
John, I'm thinking here, the 4019s, where's that come from?
Manfred, 4019s comes from the penal code section. Both Chuck Gorey and I are criminal defense attorneys when we're not out rocking the world. And so 4019 is good time credit. When you're in custody, you get one day of good time credit for every day you're in jail. So that good time credit is called the 4019 time. So we thought good time credit, it just worked.
So was that a name that you thought of earlier and then sort of said, I'm going to put this aside and wait till I've got a band? Or you guys started playing together and said, hey, how about this for the name?
We started playing together, and then that came up. And it's funny, in court we'll hear almost every day the judge will say, and he gets so many, you know, days 4019 time. So it's a fun thing to have.
All right. On the new album, you wind up covering like a Rocky Erickson tune. You cover Doors. You got Jason Mongoose from the Out of Sight's playing a theremin on a track. And your original tunes show off love for that Mod Who era freakbeat stuff. And the sounds on there run the gamut all the way to, let's say, the Modern Lovers. Tell me about how the new album came together and why a reboot was necessary for the 4019s.
Well, we have two previous CDs out, one in 2012 and 2014, and we had another member in the band, and he kind of went in a different direction than us, so it just seemed rebooted was the proper term to use, because we kind of sat down, and Nick, our drummer, actually contributed a lot more music to this particular CD than he had in the past, so it was really cool. Rebooted just seemed to be the proper terminology for the CD.
And so I want to tell you, years ago I played in my kid was in elementary school, and so I played in a dad band. I think we're just called the dad band. It was like a Halloween carnival. We covered A Walk with a Zombie and Dead Flowers, and both your band has done both of those songs at different times. The Rocky Erickson on the song on the new album. What drew you to I Walk with a Zombie, and why'd you put it on Rebooted?
Well, because I hear it on Little Steven's Underground all the time. So it's just a great song, and the whole story behind Rocky Erickson is pretty cool. So that's why we thought we had to include at least our version of it, just because we hear it on your station all the time, and it's just great.
Well, you list the Fleshtones first, both amongst bands that you've played with and also as an influence, and I'm certainly a huge fan of the purveyors of super rock. Tell me, what's the 4019's Fleshtones connection?
You know, we actually had the opportunity to open for them up at Pappy and Harriet's outside L.A. here, and it was just fantastic. And the whole band's great. Keith is a fantastic guitar player, and it was just a pleasure watching their show and their sound. We've been a fan of their sound forever, but to have that opportunity recently to actually play with them was fantastic.
Well, you mentioned Pappy and Harriet's there. I want you to tell people about that place, because it's pretty unique, right?
Oh, it's very unique. I think it's Frontier Town or something. It's on your way out to Joshua Tree, and it's an old west, but it's the coolest bar in the world. They have all types of music play there, and you get an LA crowd will come out there, and a Palm Springs crowd will come out there, and everyone there is very nice. It's just a great venue to play.
And we should let people know it's on the way to Joshua Tree, but it's not close. I mean, it's a couple of hours outside of L.A. You know, if you're going out there, you're making a trip. It's this cool bar kind of in the middle of nowhere, really.
It really is. You're closer to Palm Springs than you are to L.A. So what you do is you're heading out to Palm Springs from L.A. and you take a left, and then you're up in the high desert, pretty kind of a remote area. But it's just fantastic. And, of course, you have the Joshua Trees, and it's just the Old West. It's very cool.
So I have not been there yet. So I've got to ask you, are there swinging saloon doors when you go in the club or not?
There are, and they actually have a little motel right next door where they put the bands up, and it's pretty cool. And it's very rustic for sure, but it just gives you that whole Western feel. So it's definitely worth the trip out there, Manfred.
Oh man, I'm going to make the trip. I'm going to make the trip. Before I leave this whole Fleshtones thing, I was wondering if is there a particular track on Rebooted that was that the Fleshtones were an inspiration for or not?
You know, actually, that song "Dance with Me" is kind of a Fleshtones type motivated song. It's very short; I think it's a minute and 47 seconds. So it's kind of there and then done. And that's kind of what we get from the Fleshtones, that kind of party atmosphere.
We're going to take a listen to that in a moment, but I wanted to ask you a couple more things. I want to hear how much love you got for Genya Raven and her Goldie's Garage.
Oh, fantastic. She's been so nice. She's actually allowed us to be on her show twice now, and she's just fantastic. She has been very nice in talking about our songs and kind of giving us a boost So we're very happy to have her recognize our music.
And so you had sent her, I guess, a copy of the album, and she was playing it on your show?
That's correct. It was our last CD that came out in 2014, Spin It. We sent her the music, and then she liked one of the cuts off their Modern Romance. And so then we sent her a copy of Rebooted, and she played a song off of Rebooted on her show also. So that was just recently. So we really appreciate the support she's given us.
Well, that track, Dance With Me, I want us to go out with that. And I love the keyboard on there, and I could see, you know, Peter Zaremba kind of doing a part like that. But it
sure.
gives me, to me, it's almost because of the sound of the keyboard, it almost has like a Tex-Mex feel to me. And I kind of envision like Augie Myers working the keyboard. But who was actually playing keyboard on the track?
You know, actually, it's Kevin McCourt. He's kind of a ringer. He's a fantastic musician. So he doesn't play with us live. We have Shaggy Campbell plays for us live. But when we're recording, Kevin comes in, and the guy's just a master. He can sit down, listen to a song for 2 minutes, and come up with just great creative ideas. So I have to credit him for that sound.
Well, am I remembering this correctly, that he was a sideman for Stevie Wonder at some point?
Correct. He toured with Stevie Wonder quite a bit in the 90s, and he's just a brilliant musician. Like I said, he's one of those guys that can just come in, and within a minute or two, he's got the sound, and he's creating new sounds, and you're just amazed. It's a great thing to watch.
So which is the type of organ? Is he playing a Farfisa or an Ace Tone or a Vox Continental?
I believe it is a Farfisa.
Man, I love that sound, that ray gun sound, you know.
Absolutely. He just hit it out of the park when we were recording. We were very happy with that.
So I'm Free was written by you, I believe you said, and Dance With Me, whose song is that?
That's another one of mine.
Another one of yours.
Those are, yes.
Well, I was going to ask that you mentioned Nick also contributes to the songwriting. How does that work out? What's the songwriting process with you guys? Do each of you bring in a song complete, or is it ideas and then you sort of work it out together? Or how does it work for?
Right. It's actually we'll bring in an idea, but it's a group effort. Chuck Gorian is our other guitarist, and he contributes a lot of ideas also. So it's definitely a group effort. The fact that the songs that Nick would sing or that I would sing kind of generally tells you who came up with the initial idea, but it's really a group effort.
Well, let's take a listen to Dance With Me. First, though, John, thanks so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I listen to you all the time. You're fantastic. The whole station's fantastic.
Oh, man, thanks. Well, let's give Dance With Me a listen now. Here's the 4019s off the new album, Rebooted, in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
I'm down with luck. I'm out on my own. I'm a tender man. I want to go home. Come on, come on, come on. Won't you dance with me? I'm having some fun. I've been killing myself. I got some money, so it's on top shelf. Come on, come on, come on. Dance with me.
As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring.